Hello, thank you for calling ArchNut Fiber. My name is Lindsay. How can I help you today?
Hi. I have a question for you and I don't know, a few little things I was just curious about. When my system was hooked up last week, I have like most of my light bulbs in my house are smart Wi-Fi light bulbs. So there's like an app to control them, but those light bulbs are only set up to operate on the 2.4 gigahertz frequency. So the tech said that it should just automatically, like the router that I have should just automatically know to connect to that, but it doesn't. So I was wondering, isn't there like a, I know my other router, as I also have a personal one, well, I used to till it broke. I could enter like 192.168 or whatever and get to like the admin thing and actually like go to the radios and stuff. Is there a way I can do that to like the routers here? Because I haven't been able to figure that out.
Okay, yes, I understand. Let me see here. Okay, so you do have the smart Wi-Fi light bulbs, and they're supposed to be hooked up to a 2.4 frequency, but it's just not connecting to your router right now.
I guess because like my phone's connected and the only like signal anything in my house is detecting is a 5 gigahertz signal coming from it. Like none of my other devices connect. Like my phone normally can see to see either or, but it's only seeing like a 5 gigahertz signal. You know what I mean?
Okay, let me see here. Okay, so it's not just your light bulbs. Are you saying that all your devices aren't connecting to the internet?
Apparently, yeah. Like I'm not sure. Like the only ones I have right now, like on my computer, when I go to connect to it, like it doesn't give me an option to connect to like either frequency. It just auto connects to the 5G frequency, and then like my phone does the same. I really don't have anything else like personally on hand that wouldn't want to do that, but except for those light bulbs. But I can't do anything with them anyway until they're connected. But like, yeah, I don't have an actual just like a. It's actually weird to say like a 2.4 gigahertz like actual device that only runs on that. That's kind of weird.
Okay,
Yeah.
yes, I understand the question here.
Like I know like you should be able to like my other one I could go in and change my name and actually like lock out certain features instead of a guest network. Like I didn't know if there was like a page to do that on or if all that was only controlled through the app.
Okay, yes, I understand. So for something like that would have to I can send that information over to a tech and see if they can take a look at that if you would like. Let me go ahead and look up your account. May I have your first and last name, please?
Nathan Welliver.
Okay, and your first name is that Nathan?
Yep.
Okay, can you spell your last name, please?
Wellivier.
Okay, thank you. Wellivier. Okay, thank you. Let me look up your account here. Okay, I do see it here. Can you confirm your home address?
It's 103 Yarmouth Street in Kingston, New York, 12401. And if there's like a department, it's like downstairs or apartment one, however that's the street, however that's stated in there. I'm not sure because it's not an official.
Okay, yes, I understand. I do see an apartment one here listed. Okay, thank you. What I can do is send this information over to the tech department and see if they can take a look and answer that information about that. And is this the best number to contact you back on? 845-532-2387?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me see here.
Like it's nothing like important, so they can just call me whenever. You know what I mean? It's just I was just wondering because I know every other thing I had the ability to do that, and this one I just can't figure
Okay,
it
yes, I do understand. And I'll send this over to the tech department and see if they can give you a call back about that.
out. Appreciate that.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.